Neutrality looks a lovely racer, him race two.
Yeah, good race, yeah. No, he sets that well there. He's got a... I think for him, it's a good draw. It means we can take our time coming across, and whether we lead or sit beside horses, that'll care will determine what, where he sits in the run. But really happy with the horse. He looks outstanding. I was very happy with his first up performance, especially the first thing Karen said when he came back was that he just never handled the track at all, and yet he still ran as well as he did. Pricked his ears just after start, relaxed the whole way. So there were things I really wanted to see him do, and I thought he did it really well last start. So if he do a similar thing today, he's going to give himself every chance to run well.
This filly, Sanjita, she may have even won if she got out the other day.
Yeah, I wish she had it, because she's always promised us everything, and she's gone to the races on a few occasions and just delivered fair runs and below par runs for mine, because she works like a group filly, but just hasn't been taking that form to the races. And this time through, she looks a more mature filly. Trials were good, but even though she got beat, I was really pleased to see her truck and the way she was back in the run. And I believe in Timmy Clark, like he's very reserved in his call when he comes back, and he never sort of blows up anyone's tyres. And he said she definitely should have won. So he sort of said what I thought. And as I said, he doesn't sort of tell you what you want to hear when you come back. He tells you good information, and he said she definitely should have won. She had a lot of horse underneath her, but nowhere to go. But hopefully she gets a chance today.
Emperor's Way finds a competitive race in race eight, but he's genuine.
Yeah, he really struggled on that track the other day at Rosehill as well. He just found a soft track beyond him. Back on good footing today, should see a much better run from him. He's in good order. His work's been great. A little bit of a freshen up off that run, but I should see him return to his best today.
This filly, Eways, is an interesting bit of placement here. Well, what do you make of her?
Yeah, probably. Look, I really like her. Like, the two runs last time in were very good. She's a good track worker without being an outstanding track worker. She spelled very well. She looks in great order. I had her in a Canterbury on Wednesday. The only reason I scratched her there was with the rail at 8 metres, big field. She's going to get back a long way. And I've got some nice targets for her in Melbourne if she comes up. And I thought I wasn't going to get a good read on it. If she got back at Canterbury and only ran midfield, I'm not sure whether I got a good read on her. But today at Randwick on a bigger track, even though it's a big field, probably a stronger race, I'm going to get a good feel as to where she sits, as to whether she's going to be good enough to compete in Melbourne.
Warranty, some of her best form has been fresh in the past.
Yeah, I think so. She probably looks to me, her coach just isn't quite there yet. Her work's been solid, her trials have been good. She's had two good trials to get her ready. Sets up well for her. But just same thing, targets in Melbourne ahead if she comes up. So just need to see a good, strong run from her today, knowing there's a bit of improvement to come.
And then Jericho's a bit of a roughie there.
Yeah, look, his run wasn't bad at Wong. He hasn't raced for some 13 or 14 months. He's been out with an injury, so I thought his run, he got a pass there, but want to see more improvement from him today, and probably needs just this one more race start to get him right up to peak fitness, seeing as though he had so long a time off. Should bring him on nicely.
And that last race has changed a bit. Pete Marsupial, who was going to be one of the chances, has just come out, so Marsupial now out of the last run.
Yeah, what about your Melbourne runners, Pete? Anything we should take note of there?
I think the filly Sat Slip has been working extremely well at home. I'm confident she'll run well today. And Spin's not out of that race either. His runs have been okay. Like, he's working very, very good. Straight racing is a whole different ball game there. It's all about who adapts best to that sort of racing. There's a lot of speed horses there that can over-race. So what he'll do, he'll be sitting back off them. He's got a great turn of foot, and it just might suit the straight style of racing, but been very happy with his work. Him and Sats Clippers are the pick of those there today.
And Tchaikovsky, I note, barrier trial Thursday. Are you looking at the Rose or something else?
Definitely looking at the Rose, Andrew. We gave him a good trial to see where he's at. We're very happy with his trial, and Tommy's very pleased with him. So we'll definitely accept the Rose next Saturday.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, it's been not the straightforward meeting a morning that you would have hoped, but we'll wait and see. Let's hope it is just some muscle soreness with Red Zell.
Yeah, mate. That's part of racing. We've been lucky. This horse never had a problem before, so it's a bit of a hiccup and a bit of a hurdle for us. But look, as long as the horse is okay, that's the main thing, and we'll live to fight another day.
Understand. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Welcome, guys.